Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Spell it all out. And, or, you know, if you want to just type jimblasingame.com, that'll get you there too. So check that out. You'll find all the things that we do there and all the things that we do with our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Chuck Martin, who's with us right now. Chuck's a longtime Brain Trust member, and all the things that he's taught us over the years. You can find all that right there. Just type in Chuck Martin into the search engine. And, of course, this week he's on the show, so he's pretty front and center on our site, too. So check all that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Chuck is the author of the new book, The Third Screen. And, folks, I encourage you to check it out because this book is about where your business is going. Chuck, talk to us about what we need to do to get our mobile strategy going.
Well, let me give you a quick background about mobile engagement. If you think of the decades-old marketing concept of ADA, A-I-D-A, which means attention, interest, desire, and action. That's what the traditional stages of the selling process. You get someone's attention, get their interest, build their desire, and then you cause an action. Well, that's really changed over the years. You then got into voice of the customer, which was basically getting customer needs and desires, getting information about them, what they need, and so forth. But the untethered consumer of mobile is totally different than that because the customer, in this case, begins and drives the entire process. So it's not like it's started by the company anymore. And it used to be that the company in the selling process had a lot of control. With mobile, they really lose a lot of that during the buying process. The good news is that with mobile, during the process, you actually can increase activity if the small business is savvy enough to, A, plan for it, and B, notice about how to do it. And I have some suggestions on how they could actually go about doing that in terms of how their mobile customers are going to behave.
I want you to do that, but before we do that, I want to relate something to the audience that you and I talked about off the air. And that is, there are a lot of small business owners who think they're way behind in the generational adoption of technology, maybe from a website standpoint. Oh, my God, I don't have a blog. I don't have a YouTube channel. I'm not on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. They think that they're way behind, and the truth is they are. But what you pointed out, as you commented to me off the air, Chuck, is that doesn't really matter anymore. They can forget. If they think they're eight generations behind, And the eighth generation is mobile, they can forget five or six of those generations as being irrelevant, maybe, or not as relevant anymore. They can plug in at near the most recent generation of marketing and technology capability, can't they?
That's absolutely correct. And not only that, if they were going to do a website, say years ago, with mid-90s, late-90s, when the web was really taking off, It was harder at that time because there was a lack of common knowledge, if you will, around the web. Now things have become so much more developed and sophisticated. It is dramatically easier to create a website. And
right.
People know this from just doing Facebook, for example. I mean, it's obviously not a website, but using Facebook for a small business, the business, all of a sudden, they have fans, they have interaction, they can see customer feedback, all these things they could not do before. And when you plug mobile into that, there are more than, and this is a stunning number, there are more than 300 million people regularly using Facebook by mobile. 300
Wow.
million.
Wow.
I mean, that is stunning. So
absolutely.
You can't not do mobile, number one, and you can't not be online, as it were. But going online today is not as complex as it was, say, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good news for small
businesses. It's very democratized. It's very inefficient. I mean, very efficient and very inexpensive, and almost in some cases free, right?
Well, if a small business wants to use, say, WordPress, they can go to a WordPress, get a free theme, basically a format, so that it creates their website automatically. They can very easily, it's not complex to learn. I mean, virtually anybody can, even someone inept at technology can learn this. And with WordPress, you get, it's free software, free posting, and this got created so that people could do blogs, but you can still, you can do websites with it as well. And you can put your photos in, it's not a big deal, and then you get it hosted for free. So there's a case where you can do it at night at home by yourself if you're a small business.
But you know, here's something.
Millions of people who understand WordPress.
Chuck, here's a low-hanging fruit thing for small businesses and mobile. Folks, if you just have a basic 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-page website, meaning just different pieces of content, but that website has your directions, what you sell, represented on the site and in the indexing, and you've got a phone number that will become a hot link phone number on a phone. If you've got that, you've got a mobile strategy, don't they, Chuck? I mean, how many times have you or I looked for a restaurant or whatever, and we do a search, and the website pops up? And all I want to do is call and make reservations. And if the link is hot, I click on it. I'm making a phone call. And I'm making reservations. They got a new customer. They didn't even know I existed.
That's exactly right. And companies, what they tend to do, they look at those who have a website. They think that they need to put everything on the website on the mobile phone. And on mobile, less is more.
Right.
So less
white
is
space,
more mobile. You want to have fewer
is
things
good.
Because people are looking to do something.
Right. Hey, Chuck, give us your website, please.
It's mobilefutureinstitute.com. Sorry, it's so long.
Mobilefutureinstitute.com. The book is called The Third Screen. Chuck Martin and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.